Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The nerdy outsider turned successful entrepreneur is a well-known narrative in American business. Sharon Kim, assistant professor in the Johns Hopkins Carey Business School, describes the psychological response that often turns the social outcast into a smashing success.
Over the years, research has consistently demonstrated the negative consequences of social rejection. Rejection inhibits cognitive ability, impairing people's performance on a variety of tasks. But my colleagues, Lynn Vincent, Jack Gonzalo, and I wondered whether under certain circumstances, social rejection could actually increase creativity. There seems to be plenty of anecdotal support for this theory. Everyone from Steve Jobs to Lady Gaga has spoken of rejection as fuel for their creative endeavors. We hypothesize that for people with a strong sense of independence, rejection might spark imaginative thinking. In a series of experiments, we measured people's creativity using two different standardized tasks. We found that independent participants who were rejected by the group performed more creatively compared to their counterparts who had been included and/or were more interdependently minded. Our results show that for people who feel separate from the crowd, rejection can validate something they already feel about themselves, that they are unique. We theorize that this experience releases people from worrying about what others think, therefore allowing them to produce more creative outcomes. This work has practical implications for business, given the desire expressed by many leaders to hire creative thinkers. Rather than reject the candidate who doesn't fit the traditional mold, a company might take another look at someone whose unconventional traits or experiences could make him or her an asset to the organization. Over the long term, the independent person might even thrive on rejection. While repeated snubs would discourage someone who longs for inclusion, such slights could continually recharge the creativity of an independent person. The latter could see a successful career trajectory in contrast to the person who is inhibited by rejection. By demonstrating that rejection can indeed inspire creativity, we found that it's not just in the movies where nerds get their revenge.
That was Sharon Kim of the Johns Hopkins Carey Business School. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.